Coming up, Live Climate, Music with a Mission. All right, that's Thursday, April 22nd at 3, 5, and 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Live Climate presents a virtual concert via brightstarevents.net portal. All right, you want to check this out. Okay, what do we got? We got Ja O'Toole, Manus, Mustard's Retreat, John Gorka, Perla Batala. Okay, it's a 75-minute concert. It costs $15. Proceeds to benefit riverkeeper.org. Okay, actually, I'm not 100% on that price, so why don't you go to liveclimate.com, liveclimate.com. It's going to be an awesome concert, so you want to check that out. Way to go, Alyssa Maynard. Okay. All right, so now why don't we bring up some music and see what's going on with the day. What's something to get us going here? How about a little Lucy Arnaz? From her album, Latin Roots.
Rumba,
Wasn't it? Okay, let's keep it going here. Let's see what else we got. Okay, let's too mellow.
Okay. I'm good, guys. Mom, silent. The numbers. Shut, it's ringing.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
It's Afterbirth
Monkey.
You know.
Hang out? Are you out?
What are you up to? Do you want to, like, hang out?
Like, whatever.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
Afterbirth Monkey in the house.
Everybody grab your cellular phone.
It's time to get freaky.
Roll into the bar, I'll look away. What a shitty end to a very shitty day. Just wanna unwind, but don't wanna be alone when it pops in your mind, so take out your phone. Sexting is really passe. You know a better, sexier, nasty way. Cause it's a quarter after two, what the fuck you gonna do? Why not call some hottie for a late night rendezvous? It's easy, but some say it's sleazy to call and say, baby, excuse me, tease me, and please me, but you're bored and you're horny, ain't got work in the morning, and a little vice is nice on your cellular device. Now it's your chance to take fate by the balls. Do a little dance, it's a booty call.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Grab your phone, start to dial. Hang up the phone, wait a little while. Do another shot, liquid courage. Whiskey, whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex? That shit is getting dusty. Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex. There's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Our phones go click, 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 click as we're taking pictures of our tricks. And then we send to all our friends with benefits. Listen up, cutie, if you wanna get some booty, text some dirty words, make it quick, make us wanna grab our dick. Our phones are blowing up with a million little texts saying, Afterbirth Monkey, do you wanna have sex? If you think that you're next, you wanna have a chance, and it's time to learn the booty call dance.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Oh, shit, that's my phone. Oh my god.
Why didn't you turn the ringer on?
I'm sorry, I thought I did. Hold on.
Answer it.
Okay, I'm trying. What is it?
Hello?
Hey guys, it's Sherry. What's up? Do you want to, like, hang out or something on whatever?
Oh my god. It's Sherry
fucking Vine. That's right, bitches. Tinder, Craigslist, I don't care. What doesn't kill makes you longer. Activation vibrating in my underwear. The pressure's getting stronger. Smear my lipstick on your titties while you grind her up on my bitties. Jacked and stupid. Okay, Cupid, Snapchat, my plenty of fishies. I want you to come on over. Come on over.
Come on over.
Oh, hold on. I'm getting a call on the other line. Ugh, it's my ex trying to hit me up for a booty call. Gotta go.
Get it!
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
grab your phone.
Okay, I'm calling.
Start to dial.
So cute.
Hang up the phone.
I can't.
Wait a little while. Do another shot. Liquid courage.
Woo!
Whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex? That shit is getting dusty. Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex. There's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
I love them. Check them out. That's Afterbirth Monkey. Afterbirth Monkey. Yeah, check them out. All good. All good. Okay, let's see what else we got for you. Okay, just mixing it up today. Don't forget, my book is available on Amazon. Okay, it's available on Amazon, just full of confidence, and go check that out there. Thank you very much. Bye, bye, bye. Okay, what else we got going on here? I want to put on some comedy, but I'm trying to find somebody. Oh, I know who I wanted to put on. I was feeling like Joan Rivers. Gotten in the mood for that. Don't forget, my book is available on Amazon.com. Okay. It's called A Pocket Full of Confidence. Check it out. All right. you know what? I'm going to put on some goons.
Ladies and gentlemen, back from the dead, we present half an hour of continuous radio fighting. In both corners, the goons!
Yes, yes, master.
Tell the masses what we have in store, Ellington.
Yes, master. Ladies and gentlemen, the goons and myself, after a successful season of unemployment in Ghana, returning to the air for a long series of one. They commence with a mystery play packed from end to end with mediocrity under the title of
Mary Poppins is a Junkie.
The crimes you are about to hear have been specially committed for this program. Here to tell you the story with words is Captain Harry Seagoon.
I remember when it all started. At the time, I was asleep in my electrified 11th hammock. I'll say it again. At the time, I was asleep. Shut up, Milligan. I'll thump you anyway. Now step on your foot, boy. At the time!
You caught me flies.
At the time, I was asleep in my electrified elephant hammock when through the pigeonhole flew a carrier pigeon. There was something strapped to his leg. It was a postman.
Letter for you.
Thank you. Hurriedly, I tore open the letter. Inside was an envelope. With a message that said...
Report at once to MI5.
The letter was written. The letter was written in a disguised voice. Hurriedly stepping on a fresh pigeon, I flew out the window.
Come in.
Captain Harry Seagoon reporting for duty as instructed, sir. I'm ready to die for the flag, bleed for my country, suffer great sufferings, and all for England!
You twit. Pull up a chair.
There you go.
Somebody open a window.
So this was a fabulous... This was a fabulous Lance Brigadier Hercules Gitpipes-in. I drew up a chair and placed it on the table next to him. Gad, how cunningly he was disguised. Stark naked, save for a sou'wester, string lorgnette, and a pair of identical pimples.
Now, Captain Seagull.
Yes.
Please don't do that. Captain, you have been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission.
Does this mean I've been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission?
So you've guessed. You're no fool. Well, I don't know, then. Seagull, you're to make your way to Budapest via Hungary or Hungary via Budapest, whichever you prefer.
Will I have to go abroad?
If all else fails, yes. It's a dangerous work.
I suppose I'll have to take risks.
Yes, and a small pot of tea.
What does it mean?
It means you've been chosen to go abroad with a packet of risks and a small pot of tea.
Tea. For what reason?
Reason? Does there have to be a reason?
King Chong in Lapo.
I see what you mean, yes. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll tell you. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
Any questions? Yes.
I'm sorry, I have a yes, sir. Yes. I had a yes, it said. Yes, I said.
One thing killed the Briton.
Yes?
That was our defeat by the Hungarian football team. I fear those Magyars did for us, lad.
I have a woman who does for me.
Hello, Sailor.
Before they play again, we must make absolutely sure they don't win.
Does this mean sabotage?
You may well ask that.
I did ask it rather well.
Yes. You did.
Thank you.
Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
This is Operation Explodable Boot. You will make your way to Budapest. Once there, you will contact our British agent, X.
X? How do you spell it?
X.
How do I contact him?
By whistling a highly skilled, mysterious secret tune. The moment he hears it, he will hand you a sealed envelope, heavily sealed.
But the secret tune?
It goes like this.
Wait! That's the Hungarian Rhapsody.
I've got news for you, man.
What's secret about that?
Fool, didn't you notice I was whistling in English?
I know. But there are thousands of Hungarians who can whistle in English fluently.
How dare they?
Mm-hmm. In any case, I can't whistle.
Curse from the film of the same name. We shall have to think about this. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Captain Seagoon and the Brigadier are thinking, we, the BBC, would like to entertain you with a smile and a song from that well-known tenor, Webster Smogpool.
I should like to commence my program with a song that is rapidly climbing from the top of the Horse Guards Parade. That lovely melody that I have recorded for my latest film, which is now showing north of the river, and it's called, If I Had to Do It All Over Again, I'd Do It All Over You.
Hey, anything when you can't think of the words? Start again, do it again. This is all extra stuff. Right.
I've got it, Seagoon.
See a doctor.
It's the old ones that are going down tonight.
I see. Yes, yes. I've got it, Doctor. Yes. Sergeant Throat?
Yes, sir.
Send in our highly skilled, mysterious, whistling espionage agent.
Right.
You mean you'll send a man with me who'll do all my highly skilled secret whistling?
Exactly, and in that order. Seagull, this is the man who can remember a tune no matter how difficult or complicated.
How do you know?
How are you, Dick?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Yep. How's your old dad? And his lunch. How's your old dad and his lunch, eh?
My old dad?
It's known as an in joke.
Yes, it's an out joke.
Not going very deep, going.
Yes.
How are your old dad?
My old dad's very well, to be sure.
Good. My old dad's good, too.
Yeah, thanks.
Fine, that boat okay?
Yep.
Both our old dads are okay?
Yes.
Good.
Brigadier, this man doesn't look very intelligent.
I heard that. And let me tell you, it ain't looks to count, it's what you got up here that matters.
What have you got up there?
Nothing. Look here. How is your old dad getting on, Dick?
I don't see what my old dad's health has got to
Gentlemen, please. Gentlemen, I've just been on the pornograph to HQ.
You are to collect a new highly skilled whistling tune direct from our own highly skilled mysterious pianist composer. Eccles knows the address. He also needs a secret knock, which will gain you admission.
How far is it?
Oh, miles.
Oh. Let's go!
Ah! This is the house, and I shall now give the secret knock that only he and I know.
You get a name like that.
Hey, Eccles.
Oh, Eccles, it's me, Mr. Krantz.
Oh!
It's me.
You idiot.
Idiot.
Mr. Krantz, sir, open this door at once.
I can't. It's locked and the key's gone. I don't...
Curse, the door's locked.
Yes. Try the window. That's open.
Oh.
The window's locked as well.
It's open, I
think. It's locked, I tell you. Come out and see for yourself.
All right, sir. Let me try it. Yes, the window is locked. Yes. What a state of affairs. And what with the door and the window.
Look, I'll go inside and open it.
Bravo!
That was a good idea.
Hey, rock and rollers, here's a new song that's climbing up the charts, and that's no lie. And here to sing it for you are the Gripweeds with Lies.
Lies, lies, you're telling me that you'll be true. Lies, lies, that's all I ever hear from you.
Someone new. So say you're gonna be happy, but I don't know when to now. Lies,
looking pretty good, yourself in a striped shirt and
khaki? Same resistant from the gas?
Nice. The way you're sweating, I can tell that you know what you want. But I got something better than that. I've got what you need. Let me tell you what I mean.
I'm gonna take you home tonight, and we're gonna talk about our feelings. I'm gonna take you home tonight, and we're gonna talk about our feelings.
I know you've been holding them inside. We're in my bedroom, one step closer to getting it on.
Here we go.
But it's hard to feel sexy when my room looks like an Urban Outfitters catalog.
I like everything to be cute.
We're looking at pictures of my family and it is getting awkward.
So weird.
Cause you're staring at a picture of my dog while something's going on in your boxers.
Do you want to share what's happening with your body right now?
I'm gonna take you home tonight.
But don't be surprised if my kid wakes up. She likes to cry in the middle of the night, cause she don't wanna keep her feelings bottled up inside. Just wait there, I'll put her back in bed. But don't forget the thing that you just said about your father and how he never loved you. Your vulnerability got my pussy wet, boo. Let's do it all night long. Sing it to me like in my favorite song.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
All these emotions, they've got me reeling. Take my clothes and just start peeling. My bedroom's got a mirror on the ceiling, so let's lay down and start looking at our feelings.
Yeah, let's get into it right now.
I'll go first.
I think that yoga is much more effective than Pilates.
Something about the core? Okay, now it's your turn.
How do you think your hopes and dreams have been affected
by the economy?
Wow, that's really interesting. Okay, it's my turn again.
I'm gonna talk, you're gonna talk. I'm gonna put my feelings in you so hard. Gonna get so deep inside your psyche that your therapist is gonna be jealous. Want you to touch me with your personal anecdote. Tell me about your childhood.
Vision board, I made it and it's full of my visions for the future. I'm an ENFP. I love cupcakes. So, same time next week?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. That was pretty fun. Jen Kwok. Okay, and I think that was the Elemental Wizard who did that song. Elemental Wizard, Soce. S-O-C-E, check them out. All right, don't forget, Live Climate Earth Day Concert. All right, go to liveclimate.com. It's going to be a fantastic online event. You want to check that out for a good cause, too. All right, thank you for tuning in. This has been What's the Buzz New York with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. Have a great day, and don't forget to get my book on Amazon. Thank you.